tuning in, trying to find out how to win. Go along and tell a friend, marathon, you know the game. Keep on running, never end, getting better, make amend. Adam got it, Adam got it, Adam got it, Adam got it. Positivity, 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 positivity. Tune in.
Hi, and welcome to the Positivity Podcast. This podcast focuses on connecting with people from all different backgrounds and walks of life from around the world. Throughout this podcast, you'll listen to people's stories, their experiences, the trials and tribulations that they've overcome, why they do what they do, and current trends. Topics may vary from personal development, mindset, people sharing stories, authors, coaches, ex-military personnel, professionals, and everyday people in walks of life. I hope you enjoy this podcast as I aim to connect with people for them to share their story, their experiences, and why they do what they do, because I have a deep interest in humans and providing valuable content to the audience. If you would like to be on this podcast, you can email me at thepositivitypodcast@gmail.com in the notes. You can connect with me on social media in the notes, positivity94 on the Instagram. If there's any tips, any advice, any feedback, I would highly, highly appreciate it. So let's get into the show. Thank you for your support, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Subscribing really, really helps, and you know, I appreciate all your support. Hope you enjoy this show. Right, what a fun, kids. Absolute pleasure to have you on the podcast. How you doing?
Yo, thank you very much. I'm glad to be back on here. Really appreciate you for inviting me back. Doing good, doing good. How about you?
Good, good, good. Yeah, no, it's a pleasure to have you back on. It's been a while since we last had a chat, and doing well, thank you. And I just thought it was good to have you on again, because you know, I really enjoy, you know, you having on the show, and I really like, you know, everything that you put out and your content and the work that you do. You know, you're always posting some good content, you're always doing something, and you know, your brand is definitely, you know, unique and really quite different, you know, compared to a lot of other brands.
Thank you. Yeah, we're trying to really switch up the content now. Like, we're trying to really change up our content and make more content to engage more people, a wider audience, to really also just trying to, try different things out, experiment with different types of content, and just see, throw feelers out there for what the people want to see. Just really trying to, you know, switch it up. Experiment and have fun with it always, and trying to put out as much content as possible, because we know that there's so many different channels for people to see us on, and there's so many different things going on that if you're not posting, you know, a lot, then there's a good chance that people might not even see you nowadays.
Yeah, I think that's key, isn't it? You know, posting, you know, sometimes people have different techniques, don't they? That might, some, like I said, posting content, you can post lots of different content, and you know, one of those might gain a lot of traction, or they might all gain a lot of traction. I think the algorithm on Instagram, or is that the right word for it, has changed quite a lot, and it's harder to gain that traffic sometimes, either probably through relevant hashtags or doing something that stands out. Probably, you know, like even the time of when you actually post certain material. Like if I, in the morning UK time, post certain things, a lot of people see it at certain times. Like a lot of people in my friends and connections in America will see it later in the day, or they might not, depending on the time zone when they see it, or if they go on it, because there's so much kind of material out there, isn't there?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like right now it's very hard to gain any type of, you know, momentum in Instagram in general, because it's just so flooded with so much, you know, everyone's just posting like everything. So it's very hard to gain traction and try, but that's why we're trying out new things. You know, we're doing more reels. We noticed like Instagram is putting out more, they're pushing out the reels more. So I've been trying to do more reels. You've been really trying to go do a lot on TikTok as well, because TikTok, they're really pushing that out too. And it's crazy because each audience, like each platform that we have, has like a different audience, which is really interesting. Like some people, like I noticed that like TikTok is a lot younger generation that is following us on there. And Instagram is like people who are like really familiar with the brand, kind of, or just learning about the brand as well. But a lot of people who are more familiar with the brand are on Instagram. And YouTube is just like, you know, people who just want to be like entertained with longer form content and stuff like that. So each platform has like really a different audience and like different ways that you have to get people to engage. Like TikTok, I try and do video answering everybody's comments who leaves a comment. I try to do a video, you know, just to interact with more people on there, get more connected with more of our followers and people. So just mostly you got to just like stay up on everything and really just try and experiment with everything. And definitely the time plays a part in that as well. The time when you post, I noticed that I like to post like early in the morning a lot, because I feel like it gives me a whole day of people for able to engage in it. And they also just changed the Instagram algorithm as well, where you could actually see the chronological order now. They just released that, I believe, yesterday. So that's also another thing to take in consideration.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more difficult now. And like you said, the time when you post and trying to gain that attention, like you said, the audience is, you know, staying in line and tuned with your audience, isn't it? Knowing who your audience is and interacting with your audience as well. And like, I think like posting content can be, it can take a lot of time, can't it? Really, I think, you know, you edit content, piece it together, put it out. Some people, you know, work, like myself now, works, you know, and you work as well. And it's trying to work around your business or your day job, isn't it? And trying to, it's like self-discipline, really. Trying to schedule that in, that bit of time to post things.
Definitely. I mean, putting out content takes up so much time. Like, people don't even realize that the people who are consuming the content don't realize how much time and effort we are putting into, like, putting out, like, one little tiny video. Like, people don't realize we have to record that. We have to edit that. First, we have to plan it, first of all. Plan it, you know, you got to figure out how to, like, plan out what you're going to do. Then you got to record it. Then you have to edit it. Then you have to format it a certain way. And it's just so much that goes into like one little tiny piece of content that people aren't even realizing all that stuff. And we're trying to make clothing too. You know what I mean? It's like, we're not just a media, we're have to be a media company, because that's the only way to get through to people nowadays. So, and it's free advertisement pretty much. So, you know, we try and post and do as much as we can while we're creating like all these things, while we're trying to make these clothes, while we're trying to design these clothes, while we're trying to build the brand and get into more stores and more places. Like, we're doing all that plus putting on and the content is like in a job itself, you know. Putting out the content is like his own job. It's really
I kind of fell into creating content, you know, like when we first met during like lockdown and COVID. I kind of really delved into, you know, with the podcasting, learning what content to post. And I was unemployed at the time, so that's kind of pretty much, it was almost like a job in itself, me just doing that and cutting it and learning it. And it's a lot goes into, like you said, and you're passionate about your company, your brand, and, you know, you invest a lot of time into making sure that content as kind of good as it can be. And what are the things that you're working on at the minute? I remember you said you've got a few things, like a summer collection, you've got the screen print kit. You mentioned the live streams.
Yeah, so we're working on a lot right now, you know, besides just putting out the content stuff. This week we dropped a DIY screen printing kit. So this is really dope. This is DIY screen printing kit. And what we did is, because so many people ask us about how do I start my own brand? How do I make shirts? I get DMs every like week about people wanting to do it as well and want to know more about doing it. That's why I put out content that's circulated around that so much, because so many people ask me. So we were like, my brother, A&T, who helps out with What a Funk all the time, was like, yo, let's make a DIY screen print kit where people could order it, and then they will get everything they will need to screen print at home themselves. And we also put out, also what comes with it is a video like that explains a step-by-step process. So not only do you get all of the stuff in the kit, like, so you get a squeegee, ink, a silk screen, which has two designs already burned in it, ready to go. So like, you won't have to burn a silk screen. Like, it has two What a Funk designs that are exclusive for this kit, and it already comes with that. So it comes with everything you'll need. And the whole thing is like, it comes with the video that explains the step-by-step process. So you can do it at home without any equipment needed. You won't need to buy anything extra. Everything you need will be right in the kit, and you'll be able to learn these skills that you could take with you forever. You know what I mean? So it's not just like you're buying a kit and that's it. You're learning something that you could use to either start your own brand, or you just want to do it as a hobby for fun, or you want to print shirts for other people. This is like the introductory for people to get into, you know, something new or something they've been wanting to do for a long time. This is like the perfect way to get people started in that, you know.
I love that, and I think it's really great you've created something, you know, in a packaged product, you know, where people can buy it and then learn how to do it themselves.
Yeah, so like, it comes with the squeegee. Like, this is the What a Funk squeegee. It comes with ink.
For British people or myself, what is a squeegee?
Comes with ink. A squeegee is to, you know, it's what you swipe to go across the screen to put the ink through. So it goes. Yeah, that's okay. A squeegee. Yeah. So yeah, that's what it's for. It's for like, to push the ink through the mesh.
Oh, I see.
Where the design goes. Yeah. So that's what that's for. But that's, well, everything comes with the kit. Yeah. I'm just like excited about it, because like, so many people have been asking us about, how do we do it? We're like, you know, here's the kit, and you guys could start and do it yourself, and we're going to teach you guys and everything like that. So yeah, we're really excited about that, but that's something we've been wanting to do for a while. We've been working on it for like a month or so. So it's exciting to finally put it out and, you know, have it out there for people to be able to learn. Like, if this kit came out when I first started, if like my favorite brand put out a kit when I first started, I would have bought it like that, and I would have already kickstarted my brands like a year like advanced. You know what I mean? Without having to like, the way I had to learn is like YouTube plus my friends and doing, you know what I'm saying? And asking people who own their own screen print place. So I just had like, this kid is just like skips you right ahead.
Yeah. You know, no, that's awesome. And I think like it's hard to start, isn't it? I think it's hard to know where to put your foot forward, if that makes sense. Like you said, you have to go online, you might go on YouTube, you ask people, you try, you kind of like fail in that process, and you're trying to find the right way that works for you to get ahead. And
yeah,
you know, like you look at screen printing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go online and there's like thousands of websites saying, you know, create your design here, and it's so expensive. So
yeah,
to have that and to be able to do it, it's great.
Yeah, so that's just one thing that we're working on right now. We're also working on the summer collection that will be coming out with probably the next month or so. And we have a whole range of new things that we've never done before, which is really, really exciting. Really, really exciting. I love making, I would love to say what we're making, but right, we're making something really special that I've been wanting to make since I was like 10 years old, like something like that was like something that I've always wanted of my own of. So that's just like something really cool. We're also working on other things. I'll show you one thing that we're working on.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
working on this this pocket right here. This is like for a pocket t-shirt. So we got this fabric and we printed on here, and we're gonna be sewing this as a pocket on a t-shirt. So
Yeah.
So we printed our logo on here, and we got this custom fabric, and we're sewing it on shirts for. I showed that one on our live streams. So yeah, this is something really dope too. We're just working on a lot of things at the moment, and it's getting tough, but at the same time, we're still trying to do more. Like it's getting harder and harder, and we're still trying to keep going and go and do more and more. So it's just fun. It's a good time. And plus, I gotta shout out all the homies who help out. You know, that's really important. All the friends who are helping out do this, because I wouldn't be able to do it without the help of, you know, all the homies who are holding it down behind the scenes.
Yeah, Sim. I think a lot of people don't always see, you know, that grind that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, you do showcase that. You do document like parts that, you know, where you're working and you're doing the creative process with, you know, t-shirts and other things. And I think like it's having, like you said, you have the right, trying to find the right people that you can trust and rely on to work alongside with, and to have that vision, isn't it, to communicate, I imagine, to have ideas, to kind of work together, to kind of come as one, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's very hard to, you know, get everyone on the same page. I think that's what you're saying, like get everyone like on track, on the same mindset. But all the people who are helping me have been around for a long time, so they know like kind of like how I work and how What a Funk works, because they've been around for so long. The hard part right now is finding new people who will understand the vision the way we are understanding it, and that's what we're working on right now. Really, is finding new people to be helping out. We got our little crew, and right now, to grow the brand, I feel like we need to expand a bit. So we're like you said, it's hard to find people who are on the same mindset, same path, like same idea set. So that's something that we're working on right now, actually, is trying to find new people who will help out as well and grow this even further and even bigger than than we've already been pushing. Because I'm ready to reach the next level right now. I'm ready to, you know, expand even more. Like, I feel like we've built it. We've put the groundwork in to like where we're like, we got a nice little thing going. Yeah. And I feel like we're ready for like the next step, but it's going to take more people. I really think it's going to take more people to, you know, cause it's hard for me to do everything. Like, I need to put tasks for other people to help out as well.
So
that's what we're working on.
No, that's awesome. And I think like you said, to have that, you know, you have that vision in place and you want to grow it and expand it. And I think that's what people should do in business. What they should do in life, isn't it? You know, like everyone, you can find something that you enjoy and you're passionate about and you're happy. You can, you know, grow it and you can nurture it and watch it kind of blossom almost, and then go and then come to a point where you realize there is still room for more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, like a lot of people who have reached like to where I'm at would be like happy and whatnot, but I'm like really not. Like, I got so much more to do and so much more levels to reach, and so like so many more goals in mind that I have to reach. Like, we've already hit a lot of the goals that I've had, but I've got so many more that we just got to keep grinding until we get those. And then as that happens, the list will keep growing, and there'll be bigger and bigger and bigger goals, because like it's like an ongoing hustle. It's just like an ongoing thing, trying to get as many people as we can to know about the brand, as many people as I can wearing What a Funk, as many people as we can just, you know, having the clothes and feeling the confidence in, you know, when they're wearing What a Funk. And we just want to get people to have that feeling of confidence when they put on a What a Funk shirt. So like as many people as we can get to do that, I'll be happy, you know. Like just the other day, it was awesome because I was driving and I seen somebody wearing a shirt, and I was like, oh, that's a really sick shirt. And then I was like, oh wait, that's our shirt. And I was like, oh, that was really sick. Like, that's a cool feeling. And I want more of that. I want to see that like all the time. You know, I've seen it many times, but I want to see that. I want to see that more and more. And then I was driving the same day, and some little kid was like, he was like 10 or 12 years old. And he's like, yo, I follow you on Instagram, bro. And while I was driving, I was like, oh, thanks, man. It's cool because like, the range of people literally is from like little kids to like older people, like even like 70, 80 years old, like through our range of people. It's so cool. Like, I think that's so cool. That makes me really happy. So like little kids to like older people and just like everyone in between could somehow relate to the brand, which is like dope to me.
Yeah. No, I love that. And it's really nice that you said you just kind of, you know, in the flow, like doing what you're doing in your day to day. And then you see people wearing your brand and people who are following your content as well. And it's nice that when you have those, like, you know, the little kind of glimmers of magic, isn't it, really, those moments?
Yeah, it really, really is all about those moments, you know, stuff like that, stuff like getting, like, landing a big deal that you've been working on for a long time, stuff like, you know, all those little things is, like, more motivation and more, like, it just keeps me going. It really keeps me going. And if I didn't have that, because I've, you know, that's not something that's always happens, like, then I have to keep myself going through, like, what I want to do and reaching those goals, do you know what I mean? So, you know, you can't really rely on those great moments to like keep you going. You have to just keep going no matter what, because those, but when those moments do come, you do appreciate them. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, you don't rely on those moments. You just take those moments for what they are and you appreciate it and you just keep moving and keep it growing. Cause like, I don't really need like the applauses or pats on the back. And whenever you do something good, everyone wants to post like congratulations and all this stuff, but people don't realize, like, you know, all the hard work and stuff that goes into getting those little, you know, those big things, you know what I mean? Like, people don't realize all this, like, you're like, oh, congratulations. I'm like, I've been working on this for like 6 months every day. You know what I mean? Like, but like people say congratulations and you take it and you appreciate it, but you don't let it get to like your head, kind of, if you know what I mean. You don't really because then I feel like that would like slow people, it would slow some people down and like people would feel like content and stuff. But I just want to like, I just need more and more and more and more. And it's mostly for me. It's not even for like the like, it's not even for like to like feel good about anything. It's just for me, like inside, to feel good about myself, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it takes a lot to have that in yourself. I think it kind of links into, you know, gratitude, being humble. I think being humble is a big thing, is, you know, what you mentioned, like a lot of people, and an ego, you know, if you've got your ego in check, you know yourself and you're humble and you are patient. And like you said, you're being consistent in what you're working on. You're not doing it for those reasons to fuel your ego, if that makes sense, or to reach a certain point or to just have those moments. Because some people do things just to get there, or they get there and they take their foot off the gas and they lose that momentum because they're wanting that. It's like, was it oxytocin? You know, they feel, it makes them feel good when people, oh yeah, good job. And they want more of that. And it's like, if you're just keep doing what you're doing and you're humble, you appreciate, you know, those moments, don't you? And then you just keep on going. But you're not driven by that. Do you know what I mean? You're not driven by just that itself.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it feels good. It feels good. And I appreciate it, but it doesn't, it's not the reasoning. The reasoning doing it is for like us. Like, you know what I mean? The reasoning is doing it because we have to do it because we have these ideas and these designs and these expressions that we need to like let out in out there. It's not real. The reason we're doing it is not for the praise. It's not for the congratulations. It's not for that stuff. Even though we do 100% appreciate that, like, but we don't, that's not the reason like we're doing it. Yeah. We're doing it so to get these designs out there, to have people feel good about themselves and teach people things and show people that like they could do it too as well. Like, cause like I've noticed, you know, as doing this a lot, I've noticed that like, you know, a lot of people have been telling me that we have, you know, motivate them to do their thing as well, because they're like, see that it's possible through us doing it, which is cool, because like, that's how I used to feel for like other like brands. You know what I mean? I used to be like, oh, they could do it. So I'm like, oh, that's something I could do too. So it's cool that like other brands and other people like see us and they want to do that too. I really like that. I really think that's cool, because like it's just letting people know that like it's possible, you know what I mean? It's like possible for them to do their own thing as well, and it's possible for them to express themselves and be themselves, and for other people to appreciate it as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I love that. I agree. And I think it's like you said, you know, people are able to express themselves and be themselves. I mean, that's a key thing, isn't it, really? In whatever you do. And like you said, you know, if you see what people doing for something, it makes you realize that, you know, if they're doing that, I can do that as well. And I think you're providing a lot of value in not only in what you're doing, but, you know, by showcasing that, you know, this is what I'm doing, you know, you can do this too, and this is how you can do it. And, you know, being yourself and expressing yourself and through you.
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Still recording. It's just your video. Oh, okay.
Oh, hold on one sec. Because I lost you for a second. All right.
Okay. Back. Yeah, it's bad now. But yeah, just providing like value, really. And
yeah,
you know, like, and what I like as well, like, you know, it's a process, I think, to everything. If you want to build something, isn't it? There's a process, there's patience, you know, consistency. You know, you have to be resilient, because I think part of, you know, what you're doing, surely when you started out, you make mistakes and you have to be accountable and get back up and learn. And
hey, listen, we're still making mistakes. Like, it's part of the process. You know what I mean? Like, and patience is like number one part of the process, because without patience, and if you're trying to do your own thing and trying to build your own brand or your own identity for yourself or anything like that, or your own podcast, like you're doing, or anything, you just need to be patient and consistent. Like that, I've seen a lot of brands and a lot of companies just fall off because.
Yeah, sorry, we cut out there, but you said like patience is key.
Yeah, so what I was saying is patience is really the most important thing when you're doing your own thing and trying to grow something from the start, from the ground up. Like, you got to think of it like building a house or something. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen in one day, or like trying to build something, build a bridge. It's just not, it just doesn't happen like that. And people expect things to happen so quickly when they're, you know, you have to build things slowly. It's like a slow, steady pace. And along the way, you learn different things like that will help you. Like, so that's what patience comes in. Most important is like, you'll learn different things along the way that will help you when you're bigger. You know, when you're bigger, you know what I mean? You'll run into these obstacles when you're small that will happen when you're much bigger, but you'll able to understand how to work these obstacles out because you've been through it before when you were small. So that's why I don't mind like running into like obstacles and stuff like that when you're starting out small. Cause I'm like, okay, so this is like something that I'm learning, and I learned it, and now I know it, and I know what to do in the future when we're bigger, and we'll be able to handle the situation. I'll understand how to operate the situation because we learned it when we were so small. So patience is like number one. I've seen a lot of people and brands like come and go because they were not patient. They were seeing that there wasn't much traction. Like, listen, we started with like 12 shirts. Like, that was how we started. You know what I mean? Like, and that was like for a couple of years. And then like, I took some time off because I wasn't sure. Like, I started this thing for fun, you know, as a kid for fun. And then it just started growing and growing and growing. And then I started taking it more seriously. And then I was like, and then I was working a job, and I was like looking at, and then I was at the job and I was looking at these things that this company could do to grow. And I'd tell the owner, like, I worked for a small business, and I'd tell the owner, I'd be like, listen, we can do this and you can grow your company bigger. And if you do these little things, we could grow your company even bigger. And they didn't want to listen to me. They thought I was just like, you know, just some kid. And I'm like, and then they made me click in my head. I'm like, listen, I could grow my own thing like bigger than what they're doing. Like, I have all these ideas in my head. And like, I just was trying to like help out. I was just trying to like give them ideas of what I thought was good. Cause like, you know, I've been on social media and the internet since I was young. Like, so I've been like, before there is even like anything, I was always on the internet. So I know, like, I've watched everything happen online, and I would, you know, so Sorry, I got into a rant. But
no, yeah, it's fine. So, like, you're talking about growing
so,
things.
Yeah, yeah. So like growing, like, and patience is just most important part of growing anything. Like whether you're just starting, even now, like I'm still patient. We run into so many like obstacles and things that will get me down, and I'm like, all right, I just gotta ride through this, ride through the storm, and get through it, and then you know we'll be back in track where we need to be. Because just like just last week, I was, you know, sometimes I get like I do too much, I feel like, and like I get overwhelmed, and then like it makes me want to like sometimes it makes me just want to like I'm like so like lost because I'm doing way too many different things at once. And then I have to just like step back for a second, reset, figure out what I got to do first, and then get back on track. But some, you know, obviously like that's something that happens when you're like trying to do your own thing and don't have like a lot, you know, people helping you out as much as you could.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's good that you're, you know, mindful of that and tuned into that. And I think I can definitely relate to that as well. I think it's important, like you said, if you're spinning so many plates, sometimes we can get probably burnt out or like, you know, kind of tired because we're doing so much. But like you said, you have to kind of draw a line and look after yourself and do something for yourself so you can recharge, so you can do what you got to do, kind of thing. And I think what you said as well, like that patience, because you've seen places come and go. You know, you said you work somewhere and they didn't want to listen and they were just kind of stuck in their lane, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But a lot of it comes down to choice, doesn't it? And it's nice because when you document your process and create content, or just in general, you can kind of see how far you've come or how far your waterfunk's grown. And that's really important because you can look back at where you once were and where you are now and things like that. Even with like podcast content or whatever, you can see the things you've done and to now and things like that.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's cool actually, because the other day somebody on our Discord was like, yo, I was watching this video on your YouTube, and it was cool because it was an old video. It was like 7 years ago. And it was funny because I was actually watching that video too, like a week before they said that. And I was like, and I was just thinking about how, you know, like you were saying, how far we've come and how much we've done since then. And like, and it was cool because like you could see like the growth in like not only like the videos in general, but like just the growth from the brand and like where the mindset was. And I like doing the videos of the process and stuff like that because I feel like they're just fun to look back on and remember that time and place of being. And I also like to do it because I feel like people will, when we're much bigger than we already are, I feel like people look back on that and be like, wow, you know what I mean? Like they'll be like, they'll be like, wow, that's how it started. Like kind of like how you always see like the pictures of like the Amazon office, like when you see that picture circulate, the like him at the Amazon office or like the Nike garage, you know what I'm saying? Like when you look back at those pictures, you're like, wow. And I like to read books like about the people who do stuff like that. Like the Vans book was really good. The guy who made Nike is a really good book too. And both, they're really good books and really inspiring. But yeah, it's all part of the growing process.
Yeah, definitely. I think like you said, it's all part of that process. And, you know, you have to surround yourself with people who you can look up to and take, you know, advice from, isn't it? And have those role models and mentors in place is definitely key.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I like reading these books by like other brands who are like major brands, like I said, like Vans and Nike and stuff. And I just actually just got the Steve Jobs book because I wanted to read more about
him. Read that. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good. I can't wait to start reading it.
It's quite big, yeah, isn't it?
It's really big.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, it's really big. I was like, hopefully I'll be able to read it. But I feel like once I start, I won't be able to put it down. But yeah, that's why I like books by like these guys who like, you know, because people don't realize that these people have been through the same, you know, struggles and same situations that we've all have been through, who are trying to grow their own thing or like do their own thing. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that these people have been through that stuff too, and they have their own story, and you have your own story, and I have my own story. We all have our own little story, you know. And that's how I like to think about like life and stuff, is like these are just like chapters in our book, you know. Mm-hmm. Like if you think about life like a book, like, and these are just mm-hmm. like different chapters of our book, if someone was telling our story, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. And I think that's where, you know, how people should think, you know, like each day is a page in your book, isn't it? And the chapters and events that happen in your life, you know, they should all go into your book, and they all should all be documented, I think. And I think like looking over people's stories and what they're doing is inspiring, isn't it? Because then you can look at your life and things that you want to do, and you know, you look at it from a third person perspective, you know, how do you want your book to look like to other people and how to be? And it's like you said, providing that value to other people, for people to look at it and what you're doing and say the book and take something away from it. I think that's the main, you know, one of the key factors in it, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Without a doubt, you know, you just kind of have to think of things like, all right, you know, this is just part of the story. But a lot of the time, you know, I'm really focused on the work that needs to be done each day. Like, and I just know those, like, that's like little building blocks. So like, as long as I get done what I need to get done for the day, you know, I'm not too focused on like the major, like I know there's major goals, but as long as I get done what I need to do for the day, then I know that like we're on our way to that major, you know what I mean? So it's not like I'm like, because I feel like sometimes if you look at the major thing, that you may get overwhelmed and feel like you're not getting there as quick as you want to be, and like all these types of things. And it really discourages some people. I feel like that's why people need to focus, like, or I shouldn't say people need to focus. If you want to like not get discouraged by the major thing, that people should focus on the little things that need to be done to get to that major thing and like stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think that's a key point, you know, having those other goals, having the main goal at the top and then having the other goals to work on and build on. And those small things are really big things, and appreciating the small things, isn't it? So you can then appreciate, you know, the big goals when you kind of get them ticked off. I think that's really important. Even like, you know, small things in life, isn't it? You have to be grateful, you know, like having that gratitude. And like you said, a lot of people sometimes quit because they're not patient and they want it now, and it doesn't always work like that. But I think if it's in that patience and that process, make sure you appreciate it a lot more. Because I think if not, you'd probably overlook certain people, probably overlook certain things.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You definitely overlook a lot of things, and you wouldn't appreciate the things that you know, that you're able to get done. And appreciate the bigger things. When you reach those bigger goals that you're trying to get, you won't be able to appreciate those if you can't appreciate the little things that you're able to get done. And, you know, it's all about, like, you do, definitely is about gratitude and stuff like that. Not just like in business and stuff, but in like life as well. You know what I mean? Like, you just got to be like thankful that you're like healthy, stuff like that. I really think that's important too.
Yeah, it all kind of interconnects, isn't it, into, you know, your mindset and your life and your view on things and energy. And like I was thinking, like, as well, is there anything else that you want to promote, or anything else you're working on, or where people can find your live stream and your content and things like that?
Yeah, so we're doing the What a Funk live stream now on YouTube at 6 p.m. Easterns on Thursdays. So we just started like a month or two ago, and I actually wasn't sure that we were actually going to be doing this. Like, someone, you know, I was on somebody's live stream, my friend Rocco the Great. I was on his live stream, and he for a couple of shows, and he was like, yo, you should do your own live stream. And I wasn't sure about doing it because, you know, it's another thing to do, you know what I mean? So, but then we started doing it, and we did it once, then we did it twice, and now it's starting to be like a weekly thing now. And we've gaining a nice little community on YouTube that is tuning in every week. Last week we, my bro A&T, people donated money for him to, they were trying to get him to shave his eyebrow off, and he said he would it's just fun, it's just a fun good time. So they were trying to get him to shave his eyebrow off, and he said that he would shave his beard for $100, and then people kept donating, and then he ended up having to shave his beard off.
Oh my god, yeah,
it was fun. We just have a lot of fun on there. We interact with the chat a lot. We communicate with everybody, and we talk about just random topics and fun things.
Yeah,
I think this week we're doing like Bean Boozled. It's like jelly beans that are like, could be like really good, or some are like taste like bad stuff, like grass and something like that. People have been asking us to do that, so we're gonna do that. We're just trying to have fun and like get to know more of our community better, and also to you know, so they could get to know us better as well, just not as just like people who are just like making stuff, but more as just like humans, you know what I mean? So, you know, they could like relate to our personalities, or just, we're just trying to entertain people and have fun. And I definitely want to have you as a guest on there, so people could learn more about what you do, and you know, where you're from, and you know, the podcast and stuff like that. And you're definitely going to be a guest on there. So
yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
So yeah, if anyone wants to follow us, just follow us at What a Funk, WHADAFUNK on everything, like Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, whatever you got. We're on TikTok. We're on all of them. So, and www.whadafunk.net is our website, and that's where you could check out all of the stuff that we make, and everything that we make updated. We have a blog, we update it like weekly, so just where we're at.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And I'd love to be a guest on your live stream as well. I think it'd be really great. And you know, I really appreciate you and being able to have these conversations with you, and you know, really grateful to be connected with you, be your friend. And you know, I wish you all the best and everything that you're doing. I think you're doing great, and I'll definitely put it out there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to be on there. We do a lot of this or that questions. It's just a fun time, and people get to know you more, and know more about what you do and stuff like that. And I'm grateful for you as well, for, you know, having me reach a different audience, and having, you know, I'm grateful for you to always, you know, supporting, and always see you like liking our stuff and like commenting. And I really, really appreciate all that stuff that you do for us. It really, really like is appreciated, for real.
Yeah. No, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know, I love what you guys do, and I have to try and get your brother on the podcast, and I won't stop. Like, cause that's his tag, isn't it? But I think he was busy or something happened. Like, so I was meant to have him on in the past, but or could have you both on one time, you know?
Oh, weird. That would be interesting. That would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Me and him are, you know, together 24/7 pretty much.
Yeah. No, that's good. But yeah, no, I hope you have a great day. What a fun, man. And all the best thing you're doing.
Thank you, man. You too. Thanks for everybody tuning in.
Yeah, you're welcome. Cheers, guys. Got it.